Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 172 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? As always, I thank you for tuning in, and I got to give a special shout out and a thanks to Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I was just there over the weekend, and I got the rust off. I'm back on dry land. As many of you know, I spent a month working cruises, jazz cruise, smooth jazz cruise, 80s cruise, etc. And it's a different kind of comedy than what I do in clubs. So I made it back last week. I went to Bananas, a little rusty, but I got the feel. I loved it. That club's always a lot of fun. So a special shout out and thank you to Bananas. So last night were the Oscars. And as you may or may not know, I'm not a big award show guy. They're okay, I get it, but it's not, well, obviously, I missed the show because I was on a plane. Let me tell you something, anything that happens on a Sunday, I miss because I'm on a plane. Super Bowls, playoff games, award shows, The Walking Dead, you name it. Lonzo, did you see it? No, it was Sunday, I was on a plane. Like I said, I'm back to work, back to my office, the airport. Anyway, so I missed this, but I saw the highlights, because how can you not see the highlights? I saw the screw-up on Best Picture. Congrats to Moonlight. That was great. It's just funny. And the winner is, oops, wrong envelope. Shouldn't they have someone to check that? But anyway, it worked out. And shout-out, congrats to Viola Davis for winning Best Supporting. That was great. Fences was phenomenal. I think, once again, Denzel got robbed. Anytime Denzel Washington is nominated for Best Actor and he doesn't win, I think he got robbed. I mean, you can go back to looking at Philadelphia, which I don't even know if he was nominated for, or the big snub was the year that he did Malcolm X, because that was just phenomenal. That's one of the greatest performances ever. If you haven't seen it, you really should. But anyway, congratulations, Viola Davis. Congratulations to Mahershala Ali, who won for Moonlight. Casey Affleck won. So congrats. What the hell? Congrats. And Emma Stone won for La La Land, which I haven't seen. And I don't know if I'll ever see it. I even have it. They send it. You know, I'm a member of SAG. They sent it to me on DVD. But I have no interest in seeing that movie. Maybe one night. So anyway, that was the Oscars, long show, big screw up on Best Movie, but the Best Picture. I'm sorry. That was so unprofessional. Forgive me. Yes, I do have a landline. I use it for interviews, so it rings every now and then. So sorry about that. So anyway, the best part of the Oscars, I'm seeing the highlights. My favorite thing, without a doubt, is this guy Gary from Chicago. See, this is the attitude that you'd love to have at this. So Jimmy Kimmel does a sketch where he brings people in off a tourist bus. They think they're going to look at dresses. They're actually walking into the Oscars live. Gary don't give a shit. Gary got a phone. Gary's taking pictures. Gary's shooting video. Gary gets... Mahershala Ali wins an Oscar. He's like, yo, man, let me hold that Oscar. Here's my camera. Take a picture. Beautiful, beautiful. This is the kind of fun. Wouldn't it be great? And wouldn't it be a greater show if Hollywood could have that much fun with themselves? Granted, I get it. You know, acting is their life and their passion, and they're very serious about it. But how great is that? That this guy's like taking pictures with Denzel, right? And you should look on Denzel's face. Denzel got a what the fuck look on his face. That is fantastic. I wish I had just seen that. I mean, I've seen the highlights and the replays of it, but I just think that's great. I think Hollywood could learn a lot about not taking themselves so seriously with guys like Gary from Chicago. Hell, let Gary and his boys host the Oscars next year. Then let him bring his fiance and five of his boys, because you know his boys are just like Gary. And let them host like the red carpet. Let them shoot the red carpet with iPhones. That'd be hilarious. Good for Gary. Good for someone having fun. It's a beautiful thing. Good for Hollywood. Yeah, there were a lot of speeches and speeches about Trump and politics and all that. Iranian one for foreign film. He didn't come. And in his protest speech, he protested the Muslim ban. And the interesting thing about that was conservatives all over Twitter jumped all over the Iranian for complaining about Donald Trump and complaining about something done in this country when Iran treats gays and treats other people so bad in Iran. I'm just surprised they were watching the Oscars. Weren't they supposed to boycott it? Weren't they mad at Meryl Streep? Damn it, what kind of world is this when conservatives can't hang on to some good old anger? Now, they were mad. They were going to boycott Hollywood. They were not going to watch the Oscars. And they were never going to go to the movies again unless Chachi starts starring in movies. And yet, here they are tweeting about the Oscars. Man, hang on to your anger, conservatives. Wasn't there a gun march somewhere? Okay, I'm being an asshole. But really, it's fun. All right. So that was fantastic. A good break from reality. Speaking of breaks from reality, let's go to the White House. Okay, the fact that the White House is literally banning coverage from news outlets, and of course, they're banning coverage from legitimate news outlets to let in the not so legitimate news outlets. You know, it's one thing if you're like, all right, listen, we're going to ban the Weekly World News, and we're going to ban Joe's website. And hell, we're going to ban Alonzo with his little podcast. I'm good with that. That's fine. But when you start banning the New York Times and CNN, what the hell? What the hell is going on over there? And, you know, of course, Breitbart's still allowed in because they're a legitimate news source. I mean, listen, Barack Obama never banned Fox News. Now, you want to talk about someone you want to say, hey, you stay out, get off my lawn. You know, he knew before he went to Fox News, anything he said was going to be twisted, horrible, blah, 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 blah. But he still faced him. He still let him in. That would have been, imagine if Barack Obama said, Fox News is fake news. You're not allowed in the White House. Country would have burned. The country would have been, I don't know, socialism, communism. Well, they're okay with communism. They like Putin. But once again, and we were talking about this, I was on the Stephanie Miller show this morning. Yeah, I'm dropping names. Stephanie's great. It's unprecedented, right? So you can't compare it to anything because nothing like this has been done before. No president before ever said, you know something? I don't like the way you cover me, so you're banned from the White House. I don't care if you're the New York Times. So what can I say? Listen, I thought last week was going to be an easy week. All they talked to me about was a White House correspondent dinner. I got hit up by TMZ. The question was, would I perform at the White House correspondent's dinner? And I was like, hell no, because I think any performance, anything you do like that in Washington, anything associated with Donald Trump is considered an endorsement of Donald Trump. Now, I know the White House correspondent dinner is about making fun of the president, but still, just being there, I would be like, nah, this is some kind of endorsement, part of the game. I don't want to be part of the game. Not that they asked me, but if they did ask me, I'd say no. And that's a lot of money to turn down. I could use that gig, but I would say no. So Ron White was also on the same clip I did. He said he'd say no because Trump jokes are too easy. He's like, come on, a third grader can do Trump jokes. You don't need a professional. Another way to look at it, Jeff Ross said he would do it. He's a roast master. He'd kill it. He still might do it. Who knows? But you know who's not going to the White House correspondent dinner? Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the man can't take a joke. The man's not going to go. And they're saying the dinner's going to suck now. And some news organizations are pulling out. And I think the Times and CNN are going to be allowed to go since he's not going to be there. I'm not sure how that works. So he's going to, here's the thing. Even if they're going to have the dinner and he's going to be sitting around tweeting about the whole thing, it literally is like a baby who throws a tantrum and doesn't go to a party that he wants to go to. And he wants to listen to you talk shit about the party. And that party sucked anyway. I don't care. I didn't want to be part of it. And of course, the conservatives will be all over it. Another thing pointed out to me this week, and I have to respect this. I'm not going to state it as fact. Maybe it's an alternative fact. which we can use now, so I'll state it anyway. I hear that Donald Trump has an 80% approval rating amongst Republicans. Maybe that's just amongst his followers, or I don't. But I can believe it, because everything that liberals, progressives, etc., hate about him, everything we say that he's done wrong and is horrible, they love. Are you kidding me? No regulations for anything? Dumping sludge into streams? They do that for fun. That's like a weekend hobby. What are you doing this weekend? I got some sludge. Let's find a stream. That's a good weekend. Allow guns to the mentally ill? Yeah, why the hell not? Why wouldn't America, if some bitch in America want a gun, some bitch entitled to a gun? That's right. He can go out and shoot the sludge container. We'll hold the sludge containers over the stream and you shoot the bottom off them, some bitch. So we got that going for him. Putin, they hate the same people Putin hates. So they got no problem with the relationship between the Trump White House and Russia. And on and on and on. Banning Muslims. Do I even have to mention that one? Kicking Mexicans out of the country. And always remember, they're the only illegal aliens. I know you think there might be some Russians, some Eastern Europeans that snuck in, some Canadians that are hanging out here too long, maybe some Asians. No, no, no. The only illegals here are Mexicans. And they're not rounding them up. See, they're checking for one illegal, but as long as you're at the building, might as well check everyone's ID, right? Again, bothers progressives, but I could see maybe conservatives just love it. So yeah, his approval rating probably is that high. And then, of course, he claims he has a majority. You got to throw in some fake news. So the majority, he claims he has a majority. He doesn't, but it's fake. It's alternative fact. Damn, I keep mixing up fake news with alternative facts. I'm sorry, people. I got to work on this stuff. I told you, I'm only back on dry land for a short time. So that's going on. He's not going to the White House Correspondent Dinner. Samantha Bee is throwing a party that's the not White House Correspondent Dinner, which this year will probably be funnier. So good luck to Samantha Bee and that party. And try to get in that one. Probably ain't going to get in. Okay, so while we're talking about this, and it's not even a war on the media, it's a fear of the media. So here's another thing that's going on, and this is just one example, but this is happening more and more. So Senator Rob Portman, who is a Republican from Ohio, he won't allow Democrats to come to his town hall. Like this is a thing now. So if there is a person that you don't agree with, or a group of people, or you don't like the coverage, you just don't let them come. You hold a town hall. Now, here's the thing. His town hall, he represents all the people in his district. He does only represent Republicans, apparently. But you see what I mean? Like, you're supposed to represent everybody, so everybody's supposed to be able to come. And if someone doesn't like you, well, you deal with them. Now, if there's an out-of-control, loud-ass heckler, you can have them kicked out. And if some guy walks in carrying a gun, well, you check if he's Republican. If he's Republican, open carry's legal. If he's Democrat or minority, open carry's illegal. So you got to check. So maybe you let guys, this is Ohio, so you know there's very specific open carry rules. But this is a new thing. This anti-press thing is amazing. And another beautiful thing, and I kind of love this, there is no sense of irony at the White House. Like it's a word that I guess you just honestly cannot use at the White House. There is no irony. So Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, has a meeting and he's pissed. And he has all of his employees and staffers and stuff have to turn in their phones, and their phones have to be checked to see if they've been leaking any information. Like, ooh, I don't know, maybe tweeting stuff out like their boss's boss. But anyway, they go through all the phones. The beauty of it, the meeting was leaked. The fact that they had the meeting and checked the phones, they checked the phones for leaks, and there was a leak about the meeting of checking the phones for leaks. And there's never mention of irony in this White House. I think it's kind of like a 1984 thought police kind of thing, like you eliminate the word so the thought doesn't exist. So the idea of irony when under a president who sits around tweeting all the time you're mad because somebody is tweeting what's really going on. So, or not tweeting necessarily, leaking. You love the WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks helped him get in the White House. Okay, WikiLeaks helped him get in the White House. The leaks of the horrible emails of Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're trying to close all the leaks. You're trying to plug all the leaks. Good luck with that. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Scary, but funny at the same time. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee love fest that they have every year is... it's really comical, right? It's just, it's a bunch of conservatives calling liberals, whatever. Wayne LaPierre, the talking head from the NRA, talked about the violent left. Yeah, see what I mean? They no sense of irony. No, the head of the NRA, the guy who endorses open carry, who's fine with mentally ill people having guns, with guns, talks about the violent left. Yeah, okay, good lady. He said, if the violent left rises up, Americans gonna be ready. In other words, we want to shoot people. And they always want to shoot people, but they never do. It's a cowardice bullshit. But anyway, so Richard Spencer, neo-Nazi white supremacist, was reportedly thrown out of the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, on Thursday morning. What is he too white supremacist for you? Is that how it works? Is there like a degree of how white supremacist you can be? Like, okay, listen, we like our white supremacists around a 5, maybe a 6. Like, we like, you know, we like you hating some Muslims and Mexicans, and you got to believe that Barack Obama never was an American. And, you know, we like that level. You know, Black Lives Matter. No, they don't. We like that level, but we can't have you just outright saying Nazi shit. See, your white supremacy is around an 8 or a 9. You might even reach the perfect 10. Now, perfect 10, you got to be wearing a uniform and carrying a Confederate flag, but you're at an 8 or a 9, and we prefer not to have any more than a 6 at our little party. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I hate to laugh about it, but you almost have to, because it's such a level of bullshit. How bullshit is it, Alonzo? I'll tell you how bullshit it is. George W. Bush spoke out. And George W. Bush said that the news media are indispensable to democracy, and he is in favor of an immigration policy that is welcoming and upholds the law. Bush does not think the press is fake nor an enemy of the people. Now, who was picked on by the press more than George W. Bush? I mean, George W. Bush couldn't speak English. He could, but not multiple sentences. One or two were okay, but the minute you put 5 or 6 together, he was going to stumble. And the press was on him all the time. And he showed up for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He took a joke. And now he's sitting back. It's done. Barack Obama's cleaned up everything he did. And even he is we're in unprecedented territory. I'm agreeing with George W. Bush. Never thought I'd say that. It's bad enough when I was agreeing with Kim Kardashian. Now I'm agreeing with George W. Bush. What the hell is next? I swear, I just don't know. But it's sad and funny at the same time. I'm going to tell you something about my podcast, by the way. It's just me. It's just my ideas. I really appreciate you guys listening. Some of it's funny. Some of it's hopefully thought-provoking or whatever. But the point is, a lot of people email me, and I appreciate that. And you say, you missed this story, you missed that story. I'm not going to cover every story. I can't. I'm not a news organization. I wish I was. I could be banned from Trump. But I ain't got that kind of clout. I just like doing this, and I love you guys listening. So I'm going to wrap it up with... is this cyberbullying? Is this something? So if you're a sports fan, and you guys know I am, you might know something about this story. Shaquille O'Neal is on a show called Inside the NBA, which is probably the best sports talk and wrap-up show. It's really funny. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, I'm forgetting his name. Ernie G. They're the host of this show, Shaq, joined the show. And he has a segment called Shaqed and a Fool, where he shows where basketball players just make stupid mistakes. You know, sometimes score in the wrong basket, kick the ball out of bounds, walk without dribbling the ball, whatever. So he has this player named JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee, 7 foot center, kind of a journeyman in the league. And JaVale McGee's always making mental mistakes. There's always mental lapses, and they're funny. But Shaq kept riding him. He keeps putting him on Shaqed and a Fool, to the point where it's affecting this guy, and it's affecting people's impressions and beliefs about this guy. So he called Shaq a coon. For those who don't know, coon means that you're a black person, but you're acting like an idiot to entertain white people, right? So that's a pretty big insult. So Shaq, I think Shaq kind of let it go the first time, but then it flared up again. So now it's turned into a thing where they're on Twitter threatening to whip each other's ass. And let me tell you something. Shaq, one of the greatest centers of all time. He's older now. He's overweight, well over 300 pounds. Shaq could whip your ass. I don't think Shaq's really whipping any ass. JaVale McGee, you're an NBA player, journeyman, 7-footer. You got a career ahead of you. You're not going to break your hand punching Shaq in the head. So all this talk about whipping each other's ass is just woofing. I don't think they're going to bump into each other outside a locker room after a game and throw blows. But anyway, they start talking shit. It escalates. Now, here's where the problem, in my opinion. It got to a point where other players, JaVale McGee's on the Golden State Warriors. So Kevin Durant had to speak out about it. The coach had to speak out about it. Like, it got bigger than just jokes. So I think Shaq should have let up on the guy when the guy started complaining, because now it's affecting the game, right? But anyway, is Shaq a cyber bully? I kind of think so in this one. I think, yeah, McGee should be able to take a joke, but when you know he can't, and when you know it's really hurting his feelings, you could let up. But anyway, Shaq said he's going to stop because his mama told him to stop. I think that's even worse for McGee now, because now McGee has to deal with the fact that Shaq's mom got involved. Now, JaVale McGee, interestingly, his mother played in the WNBA. He's like second generation, and she thinks the league should get involved and Turner Broadcasting should get involved and Shaq should be suspended from his job, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think all that's going to happen. But isn't it interesting, the level, again, this goes back to grown men acting like kids. And I'm not saying that I never do, but now first we have, okay, you have like Trump, right, whining about, they're going to make fun of me at the party, so I'm not going to go to the party, but I'm going to make fun of the party, right? And now you have Shaquille O'Neal and JaVale McGee, pro basketball player. Oh yeah, you say it again, I'll hit you. Oh yeah, you say it again, I'll hit you. I'll knock your ass out. Now I'll knock your ass out. Mom! And mom has to break up the fight. What the hell is going on? I don't know. This weekend, I am headed to Vermont. I'm doing the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont. So if Bernie's there, I'll check in with him, see how he's doing. Thank you guys for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention. You are, and I really do appreciate it.